Well, former President George H.W. Bush will be buried today at his presidential library on the campus of Texas A&M University in College Station. His death and the services yesterday in Washington and today in Houston have brought so many memories for those of his life, including for people from the former Soviet Union, memories of the late President Bush's legs. Reporter Dina Prichip explains.
As the Soviet Union began to unravel in the late 1980s, the supply chain broke down. It's a picture a lot of people remember.
You would have people standing in lines to get especially scarce things like vodka, but increasingly also cheese, bread, milk.
Yanni Katsonis teaches Russian economic history at NYU. To handle these shortages, the Soviet Union made trade deals, and in 1990, they made one with America to get surplus chicken, which, for the U.S., means dark meat.
So very suddenly, there's a flood of chicken legs on the market. And where did they come from? Well, it was announced as a deal between the United States, led by President Bush, or HW, and Mikhail Gorbachev of the Soviet Union. And the nickname immediately caught on that these are Bush's legs or Bush's feet. Nozhki Busha.
Each Bush leg was like the size of a Soviet chicken, or at least it seemed sort of that way. It was like an elephant next to a chihuahua.
Anya Yulinich is a writer in Brooklyn. As a teenager in Moscow, Yulinich says Bush legs were her first introduction to the president.
While Reagan was a big rock star, I guess nobody really paid attention to Bush.
But people paid attention to Bush legs. Historian Yanni Katsonis says that in the 1990s, about 70% of Russian chicken was imported. And most of that was from the U.S.
Sure, it was motivated by Bush's good connections with the poultry industry. But it also represented a very real form of diplomacy. And I lament the loss of that kind of diplomacy.
But Katsonis acknowledges that around the same time Russians were embracing the soft diplomacy of delicious bush legs, they were also watching the bombings of the first Gulf War and thinking about their own dependence on the country behind it. For a lot of Russians who lived through it, it's a complicated question.
I can picture these juicy leg quarters, like nicely browned, coming out of the oven in my grandmother's kitchen.
Sasha Sendorovich teaches Russian studies at the University of Washington and fondly remembers the ample size of bush legs and the fact you didn't have to stink up your apartment singeing off unplucked feathers like with Soviet birds. And yet,
the bush legs were the sort of first, you know, whatever, foot soldiers of American capitalism you sent eastwards to lay the groundwork for all the rest that followed.
With perestroika came not only American chicken, but a loosening of political humor, including, Sendorovich remembers, jokes about this.
The bush legs tells to the Soviet chicken, oh, you look so small and you look so sickly and, you know, look at me, I'm so healthy and I'm so large and so much bigger than you. And then the Soviet chicken responds, but I died my own death.
Like a lot of Russian humor, this can be kind of hard to parse. Is the joke on the scrawny Soviet bird who thinks he's noble? Or the capitalist American bird who isn't? Or the Soviet consumer stuck between these two? Either way, it's a thing of the past. Import sanctions over the last decade took bush legs off the Russian menu. But for millions of former Soviets, the delicious and complicated memory remains. For Here and Now, I'm Dina Prichip.